From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Gabe Moline.
And I'm Alon Holt, playwright and associate director at Stanford's Institute for Diversity in the Arts.
Now, welcome back to both of you. And in a minute, some news about The Duelist, but first, some wonderful dancing music. What a great way to open the show. That's music for a new dance by the Congolese-born Bay Area choreographer Abib Chanel Babine. And it's on the bill for ODC's new dance festival. And Babine's evening-long dance I thought was particularly interesting because it's inspired by a visit he made to a Paris museum where he discovered a statue from the Congo people in Central Africa.
The sculpture, the statue called Kisinkonzi, everything was powerful. You can almost see the statue moving behind the glass.
The statue is of a god in charge of medicine and justice. And Babine said it inspired a dance about colonialism and the looting of cultures in Africa by Europeans and Americans.
You remember this story. It's, of course, just like the plot line in the recent Marvel film Black Panther. Character Eric Killmonger liberates an axe head out of the museum's collection. Here's what he says.
It was taken by British soldiers in Benin, but it's from Wakanda. And it's made out of vibranium. Don't trip. I'm gonna take it off your hands for you.
These items aren't for sale.
How do you think your ancestors got these? You think they paid a fair price? Or did they take it like they took everything else?
This new piece at ODC illuminates these exploitative practices while conjuring movement responding to the legacies of theft and repatriation.
And Babine's work is part of the Walking Distance Dance Festival at ODC, which also has work by some other terrific dance makers. Yara Travieso, who's doing a musical reimagining of the Greek tragedy Medea in the style of a Latin disco variety show. Plus work by Belinda McGuire, former Merce Cunningham dancers Rashawn Mitchell and Silas Reiner, improvising to the music of Philip Greenleaf and the poetry of Claudia Larocco.
Waiting, again, the beautiful coquette. There's nothing special about you. The master of ceremonies awaits.
This very much looks like an antidote to the blandness of some dance programs. ODC's Walking Distance Dance Festival is May 15th through 20th at ODC Theater in San Francisco's Mission.
In the midst of this most fearful day, let us count our many blessings. In the midst of this bright wilderness, let me see the light I know.
That's a song from Father Comes Home from the Wars. And the three of us went to American Conservatory Theater last week to see it, this beautiful play by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, and my personal favorite, the wonderful Susan Laurie Parks. The provocative play is about an enslaved black man named Hero who chooses to join his master in war. It brings up how complex and uncomfortable race relations still are in the U.S.
Right. I mean, one thing I'll say is that this was a hell of a play to watch in a week where Kanye West was talking about slavery being a choice. You know, it's a nearly all-black cast. It's set in the Civil War, and the main character, wonderfully played by James Udom, is offered his freedom multiple times in a variety of ways, and always with tough compromises or dangers attached to it. You know, mainly, I loved Park's writing. It was so vivid and rich.
Right, well, he doesn't really have choices. He has these two choices, neither one of which are good, and this is the desperate plight of slavery. But I love the way Parks mixes elements of Greek tragedy with modern slang and a lot of jokes, despite this sense of dread underneath everything in the play.
And there's an unexpected twist at the end, which I love, but will not give away here.
Right, right.
So Father Comes Home from the Wars, Part 1, 2, and 3, continues at ACT through May 20th.
Plus, the nomadic Ubuntu Theater is doing Susan Laurie Parks' play from 2001, Top Dog, Underdog, about con artist brothers in New York, and that play won Parks a Pulitzer Prize. Ubuntu's production of Top Dog, Underdog runs May 18th through June 17th at 2024th Street in Berkeley.
Thank you.
That's Ghost Ensemble out of New York, playing music by Pauline Oliveros, who's having a bit of a mini renaissance right now. You know, it's been great to see a new generation of electronic and classical music embrace Oliveros since her death in 2016. You know, she was a huge figure here in the Bay Area in composition at both the Tate Music Center and Mills College. And Ghost Ensemble really adheres to her concept of deep listening. Here's how Ghost Ensemble's Ben Richter explains the idea.
Deep listening is really about sonic awareness and listening to everything that's possible to hear all the time. When I think of experiencing deep listening, my natural imagination goes to sitting in a field and listening to the wind and the birds. It doesn't necessarily go to standing on a subway platform and listening to the various human conversations and you know, the scurry of the rats, but that's just as valid.
Yeah, I think this is music that really rewards being there in person. And this is because we go through our days, you know, with so many audio distractions, and this concert is a chance to just sit back and meditate on the sound and to also think about how you can hear the world fresh again.
And the tonal shifts are actually really comforting. It's also something that makes you feel very alert. So when I was listening to music, I felt very special just sitting into these familiar yet abstracted orchestrations.
A Ghost Ensemble performs May 17th at the Center for New Music in San Francisco, which I have to mention is a venue that gives 100% of the door money to performers. Unheard of.
Yeah.
And then Ghost Ensemble plays Wind River, a studio in Santa Cruz, on May 19th. A song now from one of our favorite singers.
Like a rose that's a soft to touch. Love has thorns that hurt so much.
That's singer Jose James doing the Bill Withers song Same Love That Made Me Laugh. This is a brand new recording made ahead of a tour by James, dedicated to Withers, and it's just one of the great, great songwriters. You know, songs like Lean On Me, Just the Two of Us, and James is a terrific jazz and pop singer with this very warm tone. I think it captures the sincerity and the deep feeling, the kind of the sentiment, but the honest sentiment that Withers infused in his songs.
Right. Yeah, that sincerity is so apparent in his music. You know, there's a lot of art right now reflecting our cultural ugliness, which is valid and important, but Bill Withers reflected so much human goodness. And when I listen to his records now, I feel realigned. Jose James really does that idea justice.
Absolutely. And Jose James celebrates the music of Bill Withers in a concert at Kuumba Jazz in Santa Cruz May 10th, SF Jazz on May 11th, and then James comes all the way back down to San Jose at Cafe Stritch on May 12th.
And Gabe and Alon, we have time for shout-outs now. I'm going to go first. The Cartoon Art Museum is hosting cartoonist Keith Knight, who has a daily strip in the Chronicle called The Nightlife, a children's book series, and he's also the author of one of the best online comics, the K Chronicles, which has been a spirited voice in the resistance. And Keith Knight is doing a Toon Talk Tuesday, May 15th at the Cartoon Art Museum right by Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco.
And one shout out from my home office. We're inviting four leaders of major movements for change, Linda Sarsour, Patrice Cuellars, Fabiana Rodriguez, and Raquel De Anda. They'll explore the arts and social justice in Cubberley Auditorium. That's on Stanford's campus Thursday, May 17th.
And I'll say that for Mother's Day on Sunday, if you know a mom who likes Phil Spector and the Violent Femmes, take her to see Ezra Furman at the Independent in San Francisco. It's a great songwriter, energetic performer.
Yeah, Alon Holt and Gabe Moline, thanks so much for co-hosting the show. Alon, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Si.
And I'm saying goodbye now. I'm leaving KQED in the do list for the life of a country bumpkin in the Sierra foothills, with an emphasis on the bumpkin. It's been the greatest joy of my life to work here at KQED and to serve the people, as our late news director, Raul Ramirez, used to say. And it's been such a great honor to be a member of the press, serving our democracy. This is a mission that's never been more important than now. The Do List is almost 10 years old, and our goal has always been to help you find great shows and good cheer. But it's taught me that the arts are a way to discover our best natures as people. We gather in the dark, seeking community. We're looking for new ways to understand the world, to connect with each other, to be better human beings. And it's the artists who can show us the way. The show is in good hands with my colleague, senior editor Gabe Moline, and our new producer, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, plus our wonderful guest co-hosts like Alon Holt today, Ariana Prail is in next week. And I'm throwing bouquets of thanks out to the Do List founding producer, Susie Rocho, and founding co-host, David Wiegand, who died last week. Miss you madly, David. and to KQED Vice President Joanne Wallace for helping create the Do List. Please keep listening. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Arts.